You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The NFL Draft 2025 is this week. Visitors will start arriving in Northeast Wisconsin in preparation for all of the festivities that officially start Thursday, April 24th. However, there are many activities planned throughout this week leading up. Lombardi Avenue from Military to Holmgren Way is now completely closed in both directions. Pedestrian traffic along the NFL Draft fence is still allowed. Information on road closures, parking, traffic patterns, shuttle services, and more is available on the NFL One Pass app. If the thing keeping you from going to the NFL draft near Lambeau Field this week is the drive, the traffic, and the thought of trying to park, the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau has the solution, said Pam Seidel, executive director of the CVB.
Everybody right. Knows where Fox River Mall is. They've given us the whole section of their parking lot. We've got six coach buses, real easy trip up, you know, on both Thursday and Friday. And
the shuttle service will cost $60 round trip. To reserve your shuttle seat from the Fox River Mall to the draft and back, visit foxcities.org or see our story at wgbw.fm for links. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. Here in the 8th Congressional District, there have been reports of infighting and shouting matches. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members. Can AI help people with opioid addiction? Joanne Krulatz has that answer.
A new artificial intelligence tool developed by UW-Madison could streamline care for people battling opioid use. The AI tool was able to identify hospitalized adults at risk for opioid use disorder and recommend them to addiction specialists. The tool can scan clinical notes, medical history, and other health records in seconds for patterns associated with opioid use. A study funded by the National Institutes of Health and the National Institute on Drug Abuse used data from more than 51,000 hospitalized adults, 727 of whom completed addiction medicine consultations.
Wisconsin wildlife officials say bird flu is still spreading across the state and is estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. According to the Department of Natural Resource officials, there was a significant uptick in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. The agency is also awaiting test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks. They're asking residents to report any groups of dead birds. The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan that's currently under consideration eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health. If you believe it's important for NOAA research and improving National Weather Service forecasts, the time to act is now. Reach out to your elected representatives and share your concerns. Consider installing the 5 Calls app on your phone to help you.
A Wisconsin business owner is talking about the Trump tariffs after learning how much it will hurt his bottom line. TJ Samanchin has 3 Wonder State coffee locations in the state, but he buys all of his coffee beans from farmers in other countries.
All of our coffee is going to get hit with a 10% tariff tax. That's just a boom, unexpected increased cost of business. I need to go out and find financing for that. I have to pay for that tariff upfront before we sell it to the end consumer, right? I got to come up with that cash.
Samanchin adds, coffee doesn't grow well in the U.S., especially in the volume of beans he needs for his businesses across the state. Boy, did the Election Commission meeting last week get heated. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The agenda was for talk about Madison's ballot problems, but Bob wanted to talk about Milwaukee.
I am not going to let you keep going, Bob.
Coming up.
I'm going to talk over you until you stop.
The Bob is Bob Spindell, and that was part of the heated conversation during a recent meeting of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Chair Ann Jacobs had the gavel and wouldn't let Spindell comment about the issue of not having enough ballots in Milwaukee for the April 1st election. He also talked about claims including black curtains at ballot counting sites.
You are out of order. The city of Milwaukee is not on this agenda. You don't get to hijack the agenda. You are not the chair.
Mr. Spindell wasn't kicked out and the meeting did go on. Milwaukee officials have clarified the restricted areas were unrelated to absentee ballot processing.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after 3 seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for 7 seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in private eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City chief medical examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be breezy, cloudy, with scattered showers likely today. The showers will end, and we will clear a little bit by late this afternoon with a high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun with a few sprinkles here and there, and a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.